2003 was a very good year for stocks, first time that's been true since 1999. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the year up 25%, the S&P 500 was up about the same, and the NASDAQ did especially well, rising 50%. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
At the Washington, D.C. offices of brokerage firm Charles Schwab, a parade of people file past a wall-mounted TV screen, blaring the latest financial news to make their end-of-the-year investment decisions.
I have pretty safe stock that I've held over the long term because I'm looking to minimize my risk as much as I can.
23-year-old Jamie Davis is among those looking to get her financial house in order. An investor since the age of 13, Davis says her main goal for the new year is to diversify. Ed Osan, another investor, is putting money into his individual retirement account and thinking about what stocks he might want to buy.
Looking ahead to the year, I'd say I'm reasonably optimistic. It's an election year, and you know the pump is being primed. Still looking for job growth that is pretty slow in coming back, and I think that's still kind of a lingering concern.
Add to that worries about a recent outbreak of mad cow disease and the ongoing terrorist threat, and it's easy to see why some investors are still skittish. But David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, says in terms of the financial markets, those concerns are being offset right now by one thing.
The main thing is the corporate earnings are back up. We had a huge drop in corporate earnings in 2001. In fact, the worst drop in post-war history. Now they're coming back up at a double-digit pace, and the stock market's adjusting to that.
That applies even to some technology firms whose share prices collapsed when the stock market bubble burst several years ago. Many tech firms have seen their stocks rise recently on better-than-expected earnings and on the expectation companies will soon need to begin replacing aging computers and software. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Bank One.
The tech stocks are beginning to come back. I wouldn't be surprised to see them get a little bit crazy. I think you're going to see the broader indices, too, do fairly well. Small caps have done well. I think they'll continue to do well. This is an all-around very well-rounded environment.
Some analysts are concerned, however, that investors aren't paying enough attention to some of the scandals of the past year. Michael Farr is a Washington-based money manager.
I think people ultimately are less concerned about some of these corporate areas of malfeasance, and they should not be less concerned, but I think they grow more sanguine, more complacent as they begin to make more money. Up 25% on the year, some of these issues seem less important.
But with the market meltdown of a few years ago still vivid in many investors' minds, some are taking a more cautious approach. After sitting on the sidelines last year, 49-year-old Nora O'Neill says she is only getting back into stocks now and says she has no intention of buying any tech stocks.
I was burned, and I'm still skittish. That was where I had, when I did my investments, I did it, and it treated me betty, betty good for when I had them. But then, since I'd done a lot of it for my retirement, that's when it felt painful again because the techs scorched me.
Most analysts are forecasting continued gains for the stock market in 2004, though not at the levels of the past year. It's worth noting, even with the NASDAQ's big rise, it's still less than half of where it was when it set its all-time high back in March of 2000. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.